The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, welcome to Happy Hour. Who's here for the first time at Happy Hour? Great, welcome. So, the bulk of this practice session, this hour, is a guided meditation, and everything you need to know will be shared with you during the meditation, no experience necessary. And after that, we'll have some time for interactive practice, and there will be some time for Q&A. And an hour can go pretty quickly this way in practice. So for today's practice, what I would like to offer and share with you and guide you through is a practice that combines the practice of compassion with breathing in and breathing out. And this practice is primarily practiced in the Tibetan tradition, and it is known as Tonglen in that tradition, and often translated in secular terms as active compassion. For example, at CCARE, at Compassion Center for Compassion and Altruism Research and Education at Stanford. So anyway, without much further ado, I'll just lead you into it. And we'll just explore it, experience it together, what it means. And as always, whatever arises for you is the right thing that needs to be arising right now. And even if I'm guiding you and giving instructions for something specific and something different is arising, you're not doing the practice wrong. Just bow and respect whatever needs to come up for you now and hold that with kindness and compassion, whatever it might be. If it's doubt or if it's sorrow or impatience or whatever it might be, boredom, whatever it is, hold that with kindness, hold that with compassion, and that becomes your practice, not necessarily what I'm directing you to do. So without further ado, I'd like to invite you to, if you need more props to be comfortable, this is a perfect time to go get props so that your feet can be flat on the floor. If you're sitting on a chair, not crossed, just so that your body has a sense of integrity. Sitting like a mountain. Allowing your back to be straightened on its own with relaxation. Allowing your back to be straightened, lengthened, vertebrae by vertebrae. As if you're being pulled up and stretched by an invisible, gentle magnet on the top of your head. I invite you to close your eyes if they're open. Let yourself enter a meditative space. Letting your body be both relaxed and sitting with a sense of integrity like a mountain. And allowing your breath to flow in naturally. With each in-breath as it flows naturally, your body relaxing some more. With each in-breath, there being more wakefulness, more energy, more alertness. And with every out-breath, letting go and softening the body some more. Settling in, relaxing. We will first stay with the breath, calming the mind, settling, arriving, tilling the soil, one breath at a time. In breath and out breath. Letting the breath move with ease on its own. It's not so much that you are breathing. The breath is breathing itself. Just allowing the breath to breathe itself and simply noticing that it's happening. Not directing, not forcing. Not making this natural process into a project. In breath. Ah, out breath. If you find that your mind is resting on something else, a thought, a plan, it's okay. It's what minds do. You're not doing the practice wrong. No need to admonish yourself. With gentleness and patience, just simply note what your awareness is now resting on, paying attention to. And let it come back. Let it gently return to be calmed, to rest on the breath, enjoying the process of breathing, taking a moment of refuge away from the busyness of this life that's yours. Just a moment of refuge right here, right now. Breathing in, breathing out. Or rather, letting the breath be breathed in and out. Calming breath, soothing breath. Just sitting and breathing, enjoying breath, breath, life-giving breath. Not controlling, not trying to breathe in any specific way in this practice. Letting the breath be natural. If it's short or long, it does not make a difference. Notice if you're controlling your breath, if you're directing it to be a particular way, to be long or short. There are many practices where this is done, but not here, not right now. Just letting the breath be breathed on its own. It's pulled in through the belly and pulled out and breathed out, expanding and contracting. Now I'd like to invite you to imagine the breath is moving in and out of your heart center, the center of your chest. Letting the breath move gently. Naturally, and again, if you can hear the sound of your own breathing, might be a sign that you're controlling your breath. Letting go, letting the breath be natural, imagining that it's moving from the center of your chest in and out. And as the breath is breathed in into your chest, the middle of your chest, your heart center, and it touches a sense of warmth, care. As if in the center of your chest, there is fire, and the breath stoking the fire, this fire of care, love, compassion, whatever you want to call it. It's just there. It's not so much yours, the same way that breathing in and out is not yours, is a natural process. Part of care, compassion, love. That is natural, part of your human inheritance. Every human being has this capacity. So just seeing that each in-breath and out-breath, a sense of aliveness, this fire, in your heart center. And now, Imagining that as you breathe out, as the breath is breathed out from the center of your chest, it's a sense of warmth and care. This rays of peace, of light, of goodness are spread, are breathed out. Touching yourself and all those around you. All those around you, both physically and metaphorically. And starting with yourself, seeing that this bright light that's breathed out, or energy, or goodness, whatever works for you in your imagination, if it's breathed out, it touches you, it covers you with goodness, with care, with love, with peace. You're engulfed and touched with this goodness that's breathed out of your heart center, automatically on its own. It's just happening. You're simply witnessing it happen. Not so much creating it or doing it, just witnessing. Letting this breathed out goodness feel comforting, soothing, loving. Let it relax you, nourish you, calm you, soothe you, heal you. Now, as the breath is being breathed in to your heart center, imagine that as the breath is being breathed in, it's transforming this heart center, this fire in your heart center, is transforming difficulty, pain, sorrow, whatever suffering there might be in your life. You can imagine it being breathed in as if it were a smoke or a cloud, light or dark. You can use your imagination, whatever works for you. This difficulty is gently breathed in, and then through this fire, this purifying fire in your heart center, that's not yours, it just is. This difficulty, suffering, pain is being transformed into healing light, healing breath, healing air, goodness, care, love, soothing, and being breathed out through your heart center. And don't let it be effortful. It's not so much feeling like you're making it happen, but just witnessing that it's already happening. It's happening on its own. There is this cauldron of fire in your heart center. Transformative, bright, purifying. The breath being breathed in. Brings in sorrow, difficulty as a cloud. And breathed out as calm, soothing, caring. Nourishing light or air. Let it be as if it's a discovery. You didn't realize your heart had this capacity to breathe in your suffering and breathe out calm and soothing for yourself, onto yourself. Wow. Sense of amazement, gratitude. This capacity is available in my heart. With each in-breath, more suffering and pain, difficulty breathed in. With each out-breath, more comfort, ease, care, love breathed out. So for the interactive portion of our practice together, the invitation is to hold each other with kindness, the same kindness that is in your heart center, the same goodness, to hold two other human beings who are here practicing with you with this kindness and this interaction. And the prompt for the conversation, as always, is very simple. Is what was this practice, guided meditation, was like for you? What came up? And there's no right or wrong answer. You could say, I fell asleep the whole time. I liked it. I loved it. I didn't like it. Whatever you say, it doesn't matter. No one's judging you. It's just sharing and being held witness by two people. You're really speaking for your own sake to be held witness, not to impress or educate or whatever other people. And the prompt is less important than really the interactive holding each other and holding yourself as you're speaking with kindness. That's really where the juice of the interactive practice comes in. So in a moment we'll get into groups of three, and I think we need to have one group of four today. And when you're listening, you'll be listening a couple of times, when you're listening, try to stay embodied. Try to stay connected to the sense of your body, the sensations, as you're listening. And you can start practicing that right now as you're listening to me. Feeling a part of your body as you're listening, not completely going off out there, which is what we usually do when we listen, thinking about the next thing we're going to do or say. No, stay, just receive, just listen, letting go, just be simple. Listening becomes so delicious and so easy when you're not planning the next thing. You're just listening. Ah, how refreshing. So listening, and listening with kindness, as if the person who's speaking with you in this interactive exercise can say no wrong. Nothing they can say is to be judged. And if you find judgments arising, it's okay. Hold those with kindness also. Hello, judgment. Hi, I see you. It's okay. Being kind. That's what we're practicing during this happy hour. And when you're speaking, similarly, trying to stay connected with your body as much as possible, and it's a little more difficult, you might find, when you're speaking. Not impossible. Just more of a practice. Speaking from your heart, sharing as little or as much as you feel comfortable doing, and then also being kind to yourself as you're speaking. Again, you're speaking for your own sake, not for others, and you're connecting with these other two human beings here. Again, listening, mindful listening, just complete presence, giving the other person your full attention, which is the biggest gift you have. Practicing that, not thinking about what I'm going to say, what I had for breakfast this morning, just being present and speaking similarly, being present and letting yourself be held. And the speaking and listening can be tender, so hold each other with care. Hold each other with care. This is a sandbox. We're taking this practice out into the world, when you're interacting with people you care about, giving them your full attention. So with that, I'd like to invite you to get into groups, and please, if you know someone, if you've talked with them before, I suggest you get into a group with somebody else. And raise your hand if you need a partner. And groups of three, I think we're going to have groups of three, exactly. Pause. Welcome back. And we have time for any questions or comments or complaints about either the first practice, the silent guided meditation, or the interactive practice. What was that like for you, either the first or the second? What came up? What worked? What was challenging? Questions, comments, anything? The floor is yours, so please grab a mic.
Is it on?
Yeah.
Question.
Great.
I mean, I tend to follow directions quite literally when it comes to, you know, where I'm sent.
Sure.
And there was a specificity about the heart.
Heart center.
Yes, and I was thinking, isn't that here?
Heart center, exactly. So the heart is here. Heart center is the center of the chest, and I did say that, middle of your chest, the center, but
okay.
Anyway.
So I was off base on that.
Okay.
Is it usually considered more skillful to have it be so located, or can it be, I mean, what the experience...
Yeah.
Not quite so defined.
Right. Good question. So this is a very specific practice borrowed from the Tibetan tradition. And in that practice, it's very specific. The heart center is where energetically the suffering is breathed into and it's transformed. And you imagine it as this cauldron, as this bright, like, you know, as if the image that I have is, when metal or steel is being forged, you know, that level of heat, it's being changed, it's being transformed in that heat and being breathed out. So it's very specific for a lot of different reasons, not to get into, but it's very specific in this practice to be the heart center. You're welcome. And just to say, the practice of breathing in suffering, difficulty, having it transformed, and breathing out peace, ease, today this was just one tiny little example of it for ourselves, but this is a big practice for others, for the world, which we didn't venture out into. Maybe I'll do that some other time. Breathing the suffering of the world into one's heart and feeling it transformed and breathing out. And it sounds like a challenging practice, and it's a beautiful practice because it kind of gives a sense of you're not doing it, it's not you, it's happening, and it's a sense of... I won't talk so much about that because we didn't do it. Let's just talk about what we did today, what it brought up for you. Questions or comments about specifically what we did. Please.
I share with my group that I've been using that in meditation a little bit lately. Not so much the heart center. I hadn't heard that specific term before, but I think it worked for me better than what I have been doing, which is just imagining a light. Like I think in yoga, they talk a lot about having, you know, a light go through your chakras or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been using that imagery in my meditations a little bit, but this one really, I was having a harder time focusing today, and that was probably when I was able to kind of center myself the most, was with this heart center imagery.
Nice, great. So it gave you kind of an anchor, great. Yeah, glad to hear that. It's nice to have that. Nice.
Yeah. Keep using that.
Yeah, great, yeah. And also sometimes You might also experiment with putting a hand on your heart center, like the middle of your chest, holding it too. It's really connecting, physically connecting, and that can really help centering and anchoring some more. Thank you. Other thoughts, reflections, questions? What was challenging? What worked? When you go home, you won't get a chance to ask questions. This is it.
Mentioned the heart center here.
Yeah.
Is there any significance about this area right here?
And about
any sensations there?
Not in this tradition. Yeah. And the heart center also is kind of borrowed from the Tibetan tradition. You know, in Theravada, when we do lead metta, loving-kindness practice, we do say, you know, connect with your heart center. There's something about the feeling of heart center. And for me, I can just tell you as a practitioner, connecting with the space, I don't think science has advanced, you know, there's a lot we don't know. So who knows if there's something actually energetically or physically about the body that you know, this is the physical heart, and there's something emotionally that this makes this the heart center, whatever it might be. And this, again, in other traditions there are significance with various parts of the body, but not in this tradition. Yeah.
My voice is so deep I probably don't even need a microphone, but I'll use it anyway.
It is recorded, thank you.
I have difficulty finding the space in between thoughts.
Yeah.
And your guided meditation helped quite a bit, but could you talk more about techniques or ways to find that space in between the thoughts?
Yeah. So when you say a difficult time finding the space in between thoughts, help me understand that more. Do you mean that they're just thoughts coming and coming and coming and it's nonstop? Is that what you mean? Help me understand.
I've been able to find very small spaces between the thoughts, and I'm trying to exercise my awareness so that I can, those spaces are longer. It seems maybe that's kind of fighting the thoughts. It seems that that's maybe fighting the thoughts rather than making peace with them, so...
Yeah.
It's something I'm struggling with, and I feel that I have, emotions that are there that are trying to work themselves out, but there's not a lot of space between the thoughts for them to do that.
Right. So, you know, I'm going by my intuition using the metaphor that you're using, finding space between the thoughts. It's kind of like... kind of like being stuck. There's sense of a struggle that you're describing, and
yes,
also as you're describing, there's a sense of the paradigm, the metaphor you're describing is this feeling of like wanting it so bad. So instead, and you know this because I think your inner wisdom already knows, okay, maybe there's another paradigm, another metaphor that will make this more easy so I don't need to find the space between the thoughts, right? Because
yes,
it's not necessary to have the space between the thoughts anyway. So let me shift, let me do Aikido on it. So as the thoughts are arising, as a million thoughts are arising, you're breathing, the instruction, for example, is And we'll let the awareness rest on the sensations of the breath, for example, in the belly, and then a million thoughts come up. Okay. Let there be some, how should I put it? The goal is not to have no thoughts, or even space between the thoughts. The objective is to have more ease, freedom, liberation, with whatever is arising. So start now. Don't wait until your mind is calm, without thoughts, to have freedom and liberation. Start right now. So, million thoughts are arising. Ah, okay, I see you, thought. Okay, hello, okay, I see you. Yep, I see you too. So start with shifting your relationship to the thoughts, not be so conflictual with them. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And see how that goes. So, thank you all for coming and practicing during happy hour. May you be happy, may you have ease, may you be free from suffering. May all beings everywhere be happy with ease and free from suffering. Thank you.